It's Monday, July 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. While Voice of the Martyrs Korea was able to launch 4 large balloons loaded with Bibles from a location adjacent to the border on July 4th, the Christian group still faces scrutiny by the South Korean government, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Eric Foley explained that of the 4 groups that launch balloons, 3 of them are organized by defectors targeting North Koreans with political messages. Voice of the Martyrs Korea is the only one that does Bible launching. South Korean police have now raided the headquarters and homes of 2 Voice of the Martyrs leaders. Pray for Pastor Eric Foley as they work to bring God's light into one of the spiritually darkest places in the world, North Korea. In Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." At the foot of Mount Rushmore on the eve of Independence Day, President Donald Trump made a direct appeal to disaffected voters 4 months before Election Day, accusing protesters of engaging in a, quote, "merciless campaign to wipe out our history," end quote.
"There could be no better place to celebrate America's independence than beneath this magnificent, incredible, majestic monument to the greatest Americans who have ever lived. Today, we pay tribute to the exceptional lives and extraordinary legacies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten, and Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom."
President Trump reminded the audience of our nation's birth.
"Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, 'All men are created equal.' These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever."
You can watch the entire rally at Mount Rushmore through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Eduardo Neret of Campus Reform spoke with young Americans to ask them basic questions about the nation's founding. Sadly, in most cases, the students were stumped.
"We're talking to students and young Americans about the history of the holiday. Do they even know what the 4th of July means? What date we got our independence and who we got our independence from? Let's find out. What year did we declare our independence?"
"I'm going to be real with you. I don't know.
1967, I'll say.
1859.
1964.
1970-something, 74, something like that. 1979.
Like the 1800s.
1864.
Who did we get our independence from? What country?"
I don't know this question.
"The United States."
"America."
"Oh, Britain."
"Great Britain or something like that."
"What was the name of the war that we were fighting at the time?"
"The Civil War."
"The French Revolution, right?"
"The Civil War?"
"The Industrial Revolution, right?"
"I think it's the Civil War."
"World War II?
Yeah, I will also say the Civil War.
"The American Revolution."
Perhaps those audio clips provide the best advertisement for the desperate need of solid curriculum for today's students, like America in God's Providence, the beautiful 1,000-page, 500-year history of America from a biblical worldview created by generations, from Christopher Columbus in 1492 to Donald Trump in 2018. The textbook brings God's providential hand into practically every page. We honor Christ as Lord over all. And we include hundreds upon hundreds of scriptural texts so the student will learn as much about God's Word and its relevance for life as they'll learn about American history. LifeSiteNews.com reports that on July 2nd, only hours after Dr. Taylor Marshall had given an interview to the U.S. cable network One America News about the current crisis in America, President Donald Trump sent out a tweet highlighting the author's warning that, quote, "there's a war on Christianity," end quote. Listen to what Dr. Marshall said in the interview on One America Now.
It's no longer just about a presidential race. I think people are now seeing with these riots and with these hate groups that are emerging that it's not just about George Washington or Teddy Roosevelt statues. They're now attacking Christian signs, symbols, crosses, statues. And I think this reveals the heart of the matter, and that is this is not just politics. We're really in a war over the heart of civilization. And in the West, we've known that as emerging from Christianity. I know it's not politically correct to say that, but the goodness that we've experienced in our nation emerged from a Christian culture. And these atheists, these socialists, these Marxists, they know that, and they're attacking it.
And finally, on July 1st, the City Council of Somerville, Massachusetts, unanimously approved of polyamorous groups getting the same rights held by spouses in marriage, such as the right to confer health insurance benefits or make hospital visits, reported the New York Times. Christian radio talk show host Dr. Michael Brown asked, quote, "Is anyone really surprised?" End quote. Polyamory can include virtually any combination or number of men and women in an intimate relationship with one another. A 2014 Newsweek article even estimates that there are more than 500,000 openly polyamorous families living in America today. On Twitter, Ryan Anderson, the conservative pro-family author of What is Marriage? And When Harry Became Sally, noted that this had been inevitable. Anderson had predicted polyamory's acceptance before the 2015 Supreme Court Obergefell decision. He said, quote, "If the law redefines marriage to say the male-female aspect is arbitrary, what principle will be left to retain monogamy? If justice demands redefining marriage to include the same-sex couple, what about the throuple? Love equals love, after all," end quote. Genesis 2:24 underscores the only acceptable intimate relationship designed by God. A man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 6th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.